الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. قل أطيعوا الله والرسول فإن تولوا فإن الله لا يحب الكافرين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين، عضوا عليها بالنواجذ. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. صحيح إمام الكل أعني محمدا، صحيح إمام الكل أعني محمدا، كتاب سيبقى في العصور مخلدا، كتاب أراد الله كون مقامه بعيد كتاب الله في الفضل والهدى، كتاب به يزهو النبي رسولنا، كتاب به يزهو النبي رسولنا ويرشد أن ينمى إليه ويسندا. أئمة دنيا المسلمين جميعهم به عرفوه اليوم شيخا ممجدا، إمام عادل إمام جليل حافظ ومحدث أفاد الجميع المسلمين وأرشدا. به عالم الإسلام يفخر دائما وتعليمه يجري لديهم مؤبدا. اس بات کی قرآن بھی دیتا ہے شہادت ہے سنت محبوب خدا دین میں حجت، ہے محفوظ سینوں میں سفینوں میں یہ دولت اے صلی علی معجزہ وحی نبوت. سنت کی ہیں تفاصیل احادیث پیمبر ایک حدیث اپنی جگہ آئے حکمت صحت میں ہے ممتاز روایات بخاری ہر قول ہے آئینۂ انوار صداقت، ہر صفحۂ قرطاس ہے فردوس معانی ایک ایک ورق ضابطۂ رشد و ہدایت. Respected brothers and elders and sisters in Islam, السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. Today we have gathered here in a very precious majlis of Khatm al-Bukhari. Alhamdulillah, ulama-e-kiram are here. I was not expecting our Hazrat to be here while I was talking, but he's here and I feel embarrassed to talk before him. But inshallah I will try. I've been ordered to say a few words. I will try my best to talk. My respected brothers, today is a day of honor and dignity for Jamia Ulum al-Quran, the teachers, the students, the staff, and the entire Muslim community of Leicester that the most authentic kitab after the glorious Quran is its concluding lesson is about to take place today. This Jamia Masjid and the madrasa was established quarter century ago under the patronage of our respected father, Mawlana Adam Saab Madhazillahu. The madrasa started with a very small number of students. Gradually it grew and flourished. And alhamdulillah, today the madrasa is serving over 1300 students. About 5 to 6 years ago, Alim course known as Dars-e-Nizami was introduced in Jamia. Significant number of students enrolled in this program. And alhamdulillah, this year the 6 authentic books of Ahadith were taught in Jamia, and very soon the final and concluding lesson of Bukhari and the dua will be performed by our honorable guest, Hazrat Aqdas Mawlana Yusuf Saab Madhazillahu Ali. I have been asked to say a few words, and I'm going to make it very brief. I've been asked to say a few words related to the occasion. Respected brothers and elders, it is an accepted fact that Hazrat Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came as the last and final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the best example for the whole mankind. He is to be followed in every age and every time, regardless of the situation we face. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has firmly commanded in Quran to obey Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying and to follow his actions. Allah says, أَطِيعُ اللَّهُ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولُ. Obey Allah and obey the Messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. What the Messenger gives you, take it. What he forbids you from, stay away from it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell the people that if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow me. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Indeed, in the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a beautiful example for you. From these verses of Quran, it is clear that obeying Prophet's ruling and following his actions is compulsory on every Muslim. My respected brothers, today Muslims worldwide are awakening to the reality of Islam's truth and its necessity to exist in our daily lives. But it is sad to say that today Islam still remains divorced from our practical lives. It is true that our ideas are derived from the glorious Quran, but the ideas are derived from the glorious Quran, such as performing salah, propagating Islam, feeding the poor, performing jihad, and so on. Yet it is evident that we are not fully successful. The unfortunate truth is that we are not following the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in order to carry out our orders. We fail to realize that the only leader we should look up to is our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In him we can find the example of the one who reorganized the society according to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In him we find the best example of a politician and a statesman. In him we find the example of a husband and a father. We have to realize the fact that following the seerah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, following the actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is part of the aqidah in Islam. It is the second part of shahada a Muslim testifies to. If we do not fully adhere to the seerah and the sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then on what basis we can expect our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to intercede on our behalf on the day of Qiyamah? Respected brothers and elders, we have to follow what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran and what Prophet ﷺ brought with him in this world. Sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has summarized in a very concise, in a very beautiful manner, the basic foundations of Islam in the glorious Quran. But my brothers, without the explanation of a hadith, it is impossible to understand the rulings of the glorious Quran. The ahadith provide Muslims with practical actions necessary for implementing the Quranic injunctions. For example, ahadith, you find words in ahadith, you find words in Quran like salah, zakah, tayammum, hajj, umrah, which all have its literal meaning, which are somewhat different than their fiqhi and shari'i meanings. It's only the hadith that tell us their fiqhi and shari'i meaning of those words. So to understand the Quran, we need to have a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in were the first people, were the first generation of the people who passed on the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They used to stick with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as much as they could, so they could learn from him and study his behavior. For example, it is mentioned about Hazrat Zubair bin Al-Awwam radiyallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala that since they became Muslim, they never left Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All the time they were with Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All the Sahaba who had the means, money and ability to stay with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will do so. And the Sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in made an effort to preserve the ahadith and the sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There were different ways of preserving the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The most important, the first and most important was by memorizing the ahadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in used to learn the ahadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by heart. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in one hadith, نظر الله عبدا سمع مقالتي فواعاها. In another narration he said, نظر الله امرأ سمع نظر الله امرأ سمع منا حديثا فحفظه حتى يبلغه غيره. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that bestow, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant and bestow his vigor to that person who listened to my hadith and then he memorizes and then he conveys it to others. Sahaba ikram ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in was so eager to follow this hadith that they dedicated their time to memorize the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then after memorization, they used to go through the discussions, mutual discussions. They used to practice what they have learned from Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They used to write it down what they have heard and learned from Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this practice of memorizing and discussing and practicing, this practice was passed on to Tabi'een. The Tabi'een ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in from the Sahaba took this practice of memorization of the hadith, and then alhamdulillah the Tabi'een and their followers continued this process of preservation of ahadith of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And later on the books of ahadith were compiled, and alhamdulillah 6 books of ahadith known as Sihai Sitta came into existence. Sihai Sitta means the 6 sound books of ahadith. This refers to 6 collections of ahadith whose reliability is agreed upon among the scholars of Islam. And these collections are Sahih of Bukhari, Sahih of Muslim, Sahih of Muslim, Jami of Tirmizi, Sunan of Abu Dawud, Sunan of Nasai, and Sunan of Ibn Majah. These are 6 collections known as Sihai Sitta. Out of these 6 books, Sahih of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh has an extraordinary maqam and has the highest status. The scholars of Islam unanimously have labeled Sahih al-Bukhari as the most authentic
and the most reliable book after the glorious Quran. This is the reason why you find in madaris that the madaris, they organize functions at the beginning and at the completion of Bukhari Sharif. This book was compiled by Imam Abu Abdullah Muhammad ibn Ismail al-Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah was born on Friday after Salatul Jumu'ah, 13th of Shawwal, 194 Hijri in Bukhara, which is presently known as Uzbekistan. When he was 10 years old, he started acquiring the knowledge of Ahadith. At the age of 16, he traveled to Makkah al-Mukarramah with his mother to perform Hajj. And he stayed there for 2 years. Then he went to Madinah Munawwara and studied with the great scholars of Islam. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi also traveled to Egypt, Syria, Basra, Baghdad, Kufa. His greatest work, Al-Jami' al-Sahih, known as Bukhari Sharif, took 16 years to complete. It is said that Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi collected 600,000 ahadiths. He collected 600,000 ahadiths. Out of 600,000 ahadiths, he memorized 200,000 ahadiths by himself. And out of those 200,000 ahadiths of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he selected 7,275 and entered in his Bukhari. 7,275. And he used to say that before entering any hadith in my kitab, I used to take a bath and used to perform 2 rakah salah before writing it down in my kitab. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi had a remarkable memory. Once he attended a dars of Imam Dakhili rahmatullah alayhi. Imam Dakhili was giving dars. While he was giving a dars, he mentioned a hadith with a narration saying that An Sufyan, An Abi Zubair, An Ibrahim. Imam Sa rahmatullah alayhi intervened and said, "Oh Imam Dakhili, this narration and this sanad is incorrect." When it was checked, it was right that this sanad was incorrect. At that time, Imam Sa rahmatullah alayhi's age was only 11 years old. He was only 11 years old. Alhamdulillah. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, as we all know that, my brothers, we have to leave this world. Imam rahmatullahi alayh lived in this world for 62 years. The time arrived for him to depart. He was in a place called Khartang. A messenger came from Samarkand to invite him to take him to Samarkand. And he accepted the invitation. And he got ready and started walking. He just walked a few minutes and he felt sick and he was weak and he lied down and he breathed his last. After his burial, fragrance of mushk emitted from his grave. Some scholars had dreamed after he passed away that the Sahaba Ikram, Ridwanullahi Alayhim Ajma'in, and our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in a big gathering, they are waiting for somebody. Upon asking, our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that we are waiting for Muhammad ibn Ismail al-Bukhari, rahmatullahi alayh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower mercy on his soul and on his grave. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen our iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to study and follow the sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as it should be followed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all Muslims the strength of the iman to get together and establish the Islamic laws as described in the Quran and the hadith and expounded by the ulama of Islam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.